Don Kleppen's a liar.
I gotta give him a talking
to. He's a liar,
to.
That Don Kleppen.
I keep meaning to tell him. It's like we're splitting off here
yes.
into two separate ways. So I think he should just end and not say who's coming up next or say
or
both
say everybody.
Of us.
Right.
But then it would be too clunky. And Kleppen is not clunky.
The one thing Don Kleppen is not is clunky. Clunky Kleppen, you're not going to hear that from me because it's not true, Wendy. It's no such thing. All right, we'll have a word with Don. I'm sure everything will be ironed out by tomorrow. I'm positive of that. Hi, everybody. It's the bonus. Despite what Don Kleppen may have told you, this is us, Bill and Wendy, and this is the bonus hour. We're thrilled that you're here.
I'm having some kind of sour gum that I've never heard of before. I have to get the wrapper out of the garbage. It's the best thing I've ever had.
Where did you purchase it?
I didn't purchase it. It
just
how
arrived?
They have candy around here?
Yes, there's a lot of candy
It is
here.
Called Crybaby. Have you ever heard of this?
Mm-mm.
Extra sour Crybaby bubble gum. Did not make me cry, and it lost its sourness very quickly, but it's a blue. I like blue stuff.
I went to, over the weekend, my wife and I went to the Wisconsin Dells. Jealous? We like to go.
I love it there.
We love Ishnala, the supper club that is a fine sponsor here at WGN. We love Ishnala. So
do you
we
wear
try...
a jacket?
No, I did not wear a jacket. I was dressed nicely.
Do you have a hat on?
Yes.
That's not dressed nicely, my friend.
Well, it's Wisconsin Dells, so
I guess
dressed up is a relative term. It depends on what your definition is. I wasn't the best or the worst dressed person at the establishment.
And supper is a little more casual than dinner.
Yes. Yes, it is. The Last Supper.
No, that was kind
Didn't some of the apostles wear baseball caps in that picture? I'm trying to remember. I think James the Lesser did. I think he had on a UNLV hat. That was weird. I don't know where he got one in biblical times, but he got one. The reason I bring it up is, I was going to tell you there's not one, not two, but three big candy shops in downtown Wisconsin Dells. But have you ever been to I'm going to say Wisconsin Dells proper, but there ain't nothing proper about the Wisconsin Dells. Have you been up there?
Not recently. I went as a kid to the Stand Rock Indian Ceremony.
This is where the dog jumps
yeah.
from one rock to the other?
Yeah.
I don't think they could do that today, could they?
No,
Somebody
I don't think so.
Somebody would put a stop to that now.
And we went to the Paul Bunyan restaurant.
Still there. But I believe it's in a different location because we also went there when I was a kid, and the one that's there now has a much smaller Paul Bunyan. The one, unless
you
I'm remembering,
can't have a small Paul Bunyan.
If I'm remembering it right, when I was a kid, wasn't the Paul Bunyan that was in front of the Paul Bunyan restaurant about two or three stories high?
Well, I've seen that Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, they
many
use them
places,
all over the
and
place.
There was one in Berwyn across from Henry's Hot Dogs at Paul Bunyan's. Oddly
yeah.
enough,
yep.
And then it moved to. I don't know. It
Where
moved
did it
somewhere.
Move? Somewhere in the area?
I just know the Paul Bunyan restaurant is you'd sit table family style on these big giant wooden tables. You'd get like a metal plate. Like it was pewter, so it was
nice.
Really heavy,
yeah.
And you'd get like a giant pitcher of milk, because I loved milk when I was a kid.
Does and, your body good.
And it was ice cold, and it was Wisconsin milk, so it just tasted so much
Fresh.
Better. And you'd get a loaf of bread that was really big, and you'd cut slices of it.
Mm.
Everything I remember is about food, it turns out. I'm sorry, but Paul Bunyan was just big and good, and then we went to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show.
Mm-hmm.
Where my aunt,
mm-hmm.
she got in a fight with the guy putting the bumper sticker on her Buick
sticker.
Century.
They would put them on everybody's car while you were in seeing
Which
the show.
Is not, that's trespassing.
Not cool. It is trespassing. It
and
is.
She told them
that,
such.
I don't think you can do it anymore.
This was just some pimply-faced kid who was doing a summer job, and she's like,
sorry, aunt, I was told I had to put a bumper sticker on everybody's car.
But smart of her, because as we were walking in, she saw these kids rustling through and putting
yeah.
bumper stickers, and she goes, let's go back to my car for a minute. And she kind of waited for him and said, do not put that
oh.
on my car.
Wow.
He goes, well, I have to, ma'am.
My job. That's what they pay me to do.
She's like, if I find this on my car when I come out, there will be hell to pay.
Oh.
And they skipped her car.
Good for that. Good for her.
Yeah, I know.
Good for
so
her.
So it's been many years since I was probably a teenager since I've been to the Dells.
I went when proper. I was six or seven. I want to say six. Six or seven. Let's go with six or seven. Or maybe I turned seven. Maybe we left for there when I was six, and by the time we got there, I was seven. I can't remember. It's a long ride. But when what I remember about it was there were attractions kind of spread out, and there was a downtown area that we spent a little bit of time in. Well, this time, the bed and breakfast we stayed at, and I say bed and breakfast, but you should know this. My wife booked it because it's called a bed and breakfast, and then when we arrived there, on the sign that says bed and breakfast, breakfast has masking tape over it, so it's just bed and.
Okay, that's not a good
sign. That's a bad sign, isn't it? And we asked about it, and he looked out at the... Here's what the guy did at the front desk. My wife said, you know, when I booked this online, it says on your website, bed and breakfast. And he just nods, and she said, but your sign says bed and. So he bent down, he crouched down, he looked at the sign, he goes, yeah, we don't do breakfast anymore. Like
I would have loved.
He needed to see it on the sign for it to make
sense. Yeah.
Hold on, Brett. Hold on.
Can't remember.
And no, we do not have breakfasts anymore.
And you still stayed there?
Yeah. Because it was centrally located to what we just wanted to go to Ishnala, which was a couple miles away. And we wanted to take in some of the sights that are the Wisconsin Dells.
Well, that...
It doesn't take long.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Unless you love fudge.
I do like fudge.
And water parks.
Don't like water parks anymore.
And novelty t-shirts.
I kind of like those. I really do.
I liked it. Now, I've been to the Dells four times in my life. Once as a child, three times as an older child. What I like to do is I like to find the most offensive t-shirt in town. So the winner this time...
But you don't buy it. You just show it to Terry and laugh.
No, I don't even find it in the stores that sell t-shirts. Oh. I like to see a guy wearing it.
Oh, I see what you... Okay.
You know? So the guy wearing... I'm going to say most offensive. It wasn't offensive, but it was... I don't know. It was borderline offensive, I guess. Is he's got a t-shirt with a picture of a pig pointing at its rear end, the pig is, mm-hmm. And the caption reads, I like pig butts and I cannot lie. So what makes me wonder is the woman he's with, it might be his wife, it might be his girlfriend, like if I was going to put that on, Terry would go, oh, you're not going anywhere with me wearing that. That's not going to happen. But he was okay with it. She was okay with it. And he wore it very proudly. Yeah. Like the way he walked was he would turn toward people as you were walking past him and he would angle himself so you could see his shirt that said that.
It's making you laugh.
The caption on the shirt was kind of funny, but it was the way he'd maneuver himself as if to say, how about this? I found this in a store. I put it on, and now I'm wearing it. He was so proud of himself.
I know what you mean and about why, because would I let Jim wear something like that? No.
No.
But, again, it all comes down to would I let him? If he really wanted to and we were just goofing around. I mean, as far as I know, maybe his daughter and son-in-law got him that as a goof present.
Maybe.
And then he just thought, you know what? You think I'll never wear this? Watch
I'll
this.
I'll show you. I mean, wear it proudly on the main streets of the Wisconsin Dells.
And he likes smoked butt. I do, too. I like pork butts, and I cannot lie.
I just couldn't imagine a guy being more... the way he was just strutting, like, is this something or what? Is this great? He was so happy. I was happy for him. I'm like, I wonder how many times this man has walked around these very same streets without a shirt to be proud of, and now he's wearing it. Good for him.
I never see fun shirts anymore.
Well, you have to keep in mind, the Wisconsin Dells is stuck in a time warp.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Like, this downtown area still has these attractions. Like, there's keep in mind, it's like a four-block main drag, and all it is souvenir shops and bars and stuff. But they also have these family attractions, like... The Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
I would have gone there.
Is there? They have a thing called the Haunted Mansion, which is like a very cheap version of an amusement park haunted mansion.
Really?
There's all kinds of stuff like that. There's this
what
thing
is
called,
it, a garden shed or something?
No, it's just, I don't know. It's a storefront, but it looks like a haunted house. and there's warnings all over it that it's frightening and it's terrifying. And good, if you think you can walk through this, good luck to you, because very few people get through this one alive. You know, it's that kind of...
Yeah.
There's a thing called Wizard Quest or something, which is, I don't know, some kind of gaming experience. I don't understand. I just saw the outside of it where it's all like
Laser
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay.
No. It's based on some video game thing that I never heard of, but there were kids that were very excited to be there. You know, there was a lot of that stuff. So I don't know what it is. It's real kitschy and tacky, and it's very enjoyable for a while. But then the shutoff switch happens quickly, where Terry goes, I got to get out. I can't. What are we doing?
But it's different, you know, when you're there as a kid with your family.
Yes.
And you're usually just there for a weekend or, you know, it's not like you'd spend, you know, a week vacation
there.
The
Dells were jam-packed Saturday, and almost all the water parks are closed already, which I wouldn't have done with that much traffic. You would think if I had and there's water parks. Like when I was a kid, I don't remember there being any water parks, and now they're everywhere in miniature golf places.
But see, the water park place, same with pools, all their lifeguards and attendants have gone back to college.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, you got to either start school later or figure out a way to get some people to work there, because our seasons are changing.
Right, right.
I mean, you could keep the pool open all this week.
The weather was in the 80s the whole time we were there. The bed and breakfast, and I use that term very loosely.
The bed.
The bed and.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted them to put some other word up after and, because I'm like, if you're going to keep the and up, you have to provide a second option. The bed is a given. It's a hotel. Almost every hotel at this point has beds, so that's no big deal.
Yeah.
And you know what's great about the Wisconsin Dells, like all the hotels there? They still advertise that you can get color TV. And free HBO. Like that, like who at this point, who would even question that? What color TV? Well, I know where we're staying.
But isn't that the quaint and kitschiness of it where you wouldn't change
it? Love it. I loved that part of it. So like nobody, why update when, you know, we do offer a color TV, and if we don't, we'll just put masking tape over it like we did with the breakfast part. The guy was so, just the way he looked at the sign and had to think about it. Well, according to the sign, there's no more breakfast. I don't remember serving breakfast, so I'm going to go with no. It's no more bed and breakfast.
Well, then they should have given you a discounted rate.
Well, Terry was more upset about the pool, because we were under the belief, because she just booked it like 3 days prior to us leaving, and in all the pictures and stuff, there is a very prominent pool. But he said, no, he closed that down a couple of weeks ago. As soon as school goes back in session, we close the pool down. Why? The weather's still pool-y.
Here's an idea for you guys booking something online in the future. Find it online and then call.
Call ahead.
Because someone said that's like Bed Bath & Beyond deciding not to do the Beyond anymore.
I know. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But shouldn't they have substituted something else they had? Like bed and go, what else do we have? We got an ice machine. Bed and ice. Just put something in there so the and's not just hanging, taunting you, going, we used to have breakfast, and I don't even eat the breakfast at a bed and breakfast, but I, you know, for Terry's sake,
she wouldn't have
eaten. She wanted a cruller.
Bed. See, I'd get rid of the and, but you're right. It's obvious they have a bed.
Yeah.
So maybe just use
bed and carpet. They had a carpet. Why didn't they mention that?
Because no one wants to think about hotel carpet. Really. That's...
There was, I have to say, there was a jacuzzi in the room, but we abstained.
That's, well, you didn't use the jacuzzi. Let's just
we
leave
held
it
off
that way.
Because...
A germ-coozy?
Yes. Yes. You think about the history. Like if I had
you don't, you'll never go anywhere.
If I had my own jacuzzi at the house... Even then, I'd be reluctant to use it, even if it was just mine. But when you think about how many people have visited that particular hotel, well, if the jacuzzi could talk.
They clean it.
I'm sure they do. But after seeing the care that was spent on both the swimming pool and the breakfast, I don't know how much time was spent cleaning the jacuzzi. And the way he said it, this was the worst part. Like, when we asked about the pool, he goes... I know this is radio, so I will explain. He goes, no, but there's a jacuzzi in the room. And he made his eyebrows go up and down like, yeah, you guys, I'm shocked you're even going to go to dinner tonight. You got a jacuzzi in the room. Are you kidding me? I'd spend the whole time in there. But he made his eyebrows like Floyd in Andy Griffith's show. His eyebrows went up and down real quick.
I would have left. I can't believe you guys stayed there.
No, you know what? We knew what we were getting into, and we really just wanted to go for a schnala. Anything else that happened was just a bonus.
All right. Well, John, you live in Wisconsin?
Yes, I live in Madison.
Oh, close by, an hour's away.
Yeah, and...
got your bed and breakfast thing. You've got your Airbnb. I recognize your voice. It's got a nice little place. Yes. I looked it up.
Oh.
Did you? Oh, thank you.
But it's not that close to Ishnala, is it?
Is it an hour away, John?
No, our residence is in Madison, but our place is in Lake Geneva. But I was going to tell you, in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Dells isn't the only place that's stuck in a time warp. I had to go with a client way up north for some business, and we drove past this supper club whose sign out front hadn't changed since the 1950s and whose interior decor hadn't changed since the 1970s. We stopped and had dinner there. It was the funniest place I'd ever seen in my whole life. Not only where it was the place itself stuck in the time warp, but the patrons were also stuck in the very same time warp.
I like that, though.
Well, have you been to Hobnob ever in Kenosha?
Hobnob? No, I haven't.
Hobnob is a supper club that's just like that. The sign is from the 40s, and the decor, everything about it is 1948. When you go in there, you go, how did this happen? I love that. I just think that's amazing.
You know, I do, too. I really enjoy, I'm kind of a nostalgic person. I don't really feel comfortable in our modern era, necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And when I step into these old places with these old-timers running it, and they're all having, you know, old fashions and prime rib, there's just something special about that environment.
Isn't that crazy that something like that would make us so happy? But I am so in my element when I see that, because everybody, the way things go, everyone's like, you got to update, you got to change it, make it modern. But for some reason in Wisconsin, they don't subscribe to that theory.
There's also a very funny place. I'm sure you saw it in the Dells, and maybe in Baraboo. I can't remember which, but it's a kind of a breakfast place. It's full of toys. Oh. And it even has a train track runs around the inside of the...
Wait, is that's the candy shop, right?
Yeah, I believe there is a candy shop there. I just remember it as a place to, you know, get some bacon and egg in the morning. So, but a lot of toys on the wall. I thought maybe that would be some place you would find interesting.
If it's the same place, that's what started this whole conversation. We were talking about there's this candy shop that does have a train running up around the ceiling, around the perimeter of the store. But yeah, they've got these glass cases with all kinds of old toys in it. I love that place. That was great.
Yeah, I like that place too. And there's also a lot of circus because of the
circus
stuff. Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John, thank you for calling.
Hey, listen to you guys.
Thank you, John. Have
we'll
a great
talk
day.
Okay, bye-bye. For you.
Bye.
Thank you. I did look up his place on Airbnb. It's really a cute little place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's in Geneva?
Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva, yeah.
I had a boyfriend in high school who had, his family had a cottage in Lake Geneva in Fontana. So I was there a lot.
Cool.
I loved it there.
Yeah.
I would love to get a place there. And now as an adult, I've gone to New Buffalo, Michigan, which is also pretty nice. Mm-hmm. I had never gone there as a kid.
Really pretty.
And I'll be honest with you, we went to Wisconsin because we could drink there for like a year until they changed it back to 21.
Yep. I think a lot of people...
not fair. You can't like be 18 and then all of a sudden go, no, you got to be 21. You can't take it back.
Remember for a while when the age was different, they would have cops set up like on weekends as you were coming back into Illinois. Mm-hmm. They were just stopping everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they made the age became the same, right? Wisconsin,
yes.
Illinois? Yeah.
They raised it to 21 as well.
Yep.
But Wisconsin Dells to me is more like for a family and for a day, maybe one night.
That's about the right amount of time. When we went the year before Disney World opened, and I'm so glad, I told this to Terry when we were there, I'm so glad it happened in that order because the Wisconsin Dells was just enough to stimulate my brother and I when we were little. But then once we saw Disney World, Wisconsin Dells would have held no interest at all to us. But because we did it in that order, it worked. you know.
Well, I have something, some scary information from 847 that I need to share with you. Not really scary, but this is a public service announcement, a word of warning. Just came back from vacation. I tried to contact the hotel to arrange airport transportation. After no response, I canceled the room and made reservations elsewhere. When we got there, the hotel was closed. You could still make reservations, though, through Travelocity on the same day we were supposed to check in.
Oh, no.
So there's something to be said. Lately, when we've been going to California, Jimmy Mac, it turns into kind of a project of his where he finds prices online and goes to Priceline and all those places. But then he calls the hotel directly because then if we want adjoining rooms or something with the boys, and 9 out of 10 times, I'd even say 9.5 out of 10 times, they'll meet that price.
Oh, good.
Or sometimes it's even lower.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Airbnb is different. I don't know if that's what Terry did with an Airbnb or a Vrbo or anything.
She just found the website.
Yeah, in the future I would, you know, look at it, get a price, see if it looks up to your standards, and then just call and try and find out a couple of things.
Yeah, cause that's good advice.
The lack of pool and the lack of breakfast, quite honestly, should have made the price a little lower.
Yeah, maybe. You're right.
By $5.
Right. Right. That seems fair.
But really, what if it took reservations and then you got there and it was closed?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yep. All right. We will take a little break. Ryan Burrows here. He'll get you the news, and then there's more of us. Ryan, I was telling Wendy that over the weekend, my wife and I went to the Wisconsin Dells primarily to go to a supper club, Ishnala, the finest of all supper clubs. Sure. We love it there. But then also, if you're in the Wisconsin Dells, you need to take in the spectacle that is the Wisconsin Dells.
Sure.
The one thing our hotel was missing, and I'll never forget this as a kid, this was always a big deal. When your family took you somewhere, somewhere near the front desk, they would have this stand that would have 80 or 90 brochures of places in the area, places of interest.
I love going there and picking out like 20 of them.
All the local water ski shows and places with roller coasters and
Squirrel Town.
You got it.
Place like
Twiggy,
that.
Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel, was featured on one of them.
Prominently.
Lumberjack show.
Yes. Yes.
And pancakes.
yes.
There were like some crazy things. Just when we went, the hotel we stayed at in Anaheim, close to Disney, had that.
Yeah.
And I grabbed a handful.
Isn't that crazy that in a day and age where, you know, every bit of knowledge is on your phone, it's still exciting to see that. So I was telling Terry that when I was a kid, what we did was we didn't know where we were going to go in the Dells when I went. So in our hotel, they had that giant stand. What do you call it? A stand?
It is.
It's like
a
stand.
Pamphlet stand.
A pamphlet stand.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of them.
So my dad, there were eight of us when I went as a kid. It was my brother and I, my parents, best friends, my cousin David, and my grandfather. Right. So we all went and we saw the stand and we picked out all the brochures that made it interesting to us. And then my dad and his friend Jerry selected the ones we went to. And for 2 days, I think we went to 16 or 17 different attractions in 2 days.
You actually went to those?
Yes.
Outside of Tommy Bartlett?
We didn't do Tommy Bartlett.
Oh, you missed out.
We didn't do Tommy Bartlett and we didn't do Robot World.
Oh.
But we did The House with No Gravity.
I wish I would have done that.
Ripley's Believe It or Not?
I don't think they had Ripley's Believe It or Not when I was a kid. It's there now.
Okay.
But not when I was a kid. We went to one called Storybook Gardens, which was just a series of gardens that had ceramic Pinocchios and...
That must have been fun.
No.
$40 to get in.
It wasn't 40, but it was expensive.
Sure.
When we went, there was a thing called Fort Dells that was an amusement park that made it look like an old... It was rides built around the theme of the Old West.
Okay.
You know, and that's gone. Because I even said to the guy, I go, Fort Dells isn't still available, is it? He goes, oh, that's been gone for 28 years. Fort Dells. What are you talking about? Yeah. Plenty of taffy shops.
Well, that's in between every event.
Everywhere.
Right?
Yeah. Everywhere. What were the other ones that we went to?
Big Chief go-karts.
We did go-karts when we were there. The House with No Gravity was the one that stood out because it was a series of illusions.
Is it still there?
No.
Damn.
It's not there anymore. There was illusions like you'd go into one room.
Say it like Doug Henning.
It was illusions.
Thank you.
So you'd go in and they'd make you stand. They'd pick five people. They'd pick a tall guy, a guy that's not quite as tall, a woman that's in the middle, a kid, and a little, real little kid. And they make you stand along the wall, and everything makes sense. Oh, there's the tall guy, and then it goes down. And then they'd reverse the order, and then like the little guy would stand on one side, and the tall, and everybody was the same size.
That is weird.
And everybody would be astounded.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous because the room is on a slant. You kind of know that going in, but you let it, play the game a little bit. But every room was like that. And then at the end, they would sell you these things. I talked about this once, and somebody sent me one of these.
Yeah.
It's this wooden thing that you'd balance on your finger, and then you could put your belt on it.
Okay.
And it looks like it shouldn't be able to balance because all the weight is on one side, but somehow it does.
Huh.
And keep in mind, this was 1969 when it didn't take much to amaze people.
Sure.
But that alone, like, they probably sold a billion of them every year.
And I forgot about the aqueducts. I went on those.
The aqueducts.
That
the
was
boat.
Really fun.
Yeah.
You'd drive around on wheels, and then it would go in the water, and you were like, wait a minute, this is on wheels. And then lo and behold.
That was pretty cool.
They now have a ghost boat journey to Haunted Canyon.
That was right by our hotel.
I've seen the billboards for that.
The ghost boat.
It was you were there this weekend?
Yeah.
What's the construction like? Isn't it all ripped up over there? Because I remember we were coming back from Chippewa Falls. It was bad over
there. Some construction. But it was manageable.
They actually had us get off of 90 and then go through the Dells, which sounded really dumb on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But they said that was quicker.
Yeah.
To there get to Chicago than going
did
through
you see the giant Glockenspiel?
No, I did not see the giant Glockenspiel. I wish I knew, Wendy, that exists.
It's enjoy a Pied Piper reenactment in the Dells with music performed on a giant Glockenspiel.
Oh.
Get more information about this free Wisconsin Dells attraction. It was free.
Oh, I wish I knew that.
Did you get any Dippin' Dots? You know, that's the ice cream of the future.
A lot of people had the Dippin' Dots, but I went with... Because Jelly Bellies are made in Wisconsin.
They are?
Yeah.
Didn't they sell the place, I think, in Pleasant Prairie?
Oh, I think it's still there.
Is it still there?
The signs are still there.
Okay, all right.
The candy store that we were talking about earlier that has the train going around the ceiling, they had every flavor. Like, usually when you go to a candy store, they have 11 flavors or 12 flavors. This one had every single flavor of Jelly Belly. So I spent about $300 on jelly beans. Now, when I was a kid, there was also this stagecoach ride that you could take. I don't know if that still exists or not, but listen to this gimmick. This is genius. The guy on the stagecoach holds about a dozen people. So just like you'd imagine, it's a horse-drawn stagecoach, and you go through all these real narrow passes where there's rock on both sides, and you just barely get through. And after a while, he's telling you how it's just like the Old West. In the Old West, the pioneers had to come through this trail and all like that. And you're listening. And then he pulls over and he explains that just like in the Old West, where frequently they would take advantage of you if you're on a stagecoach, he's going to do the same thing. And until he sells $100 worth of souvenirs, he isn't going anywhere. And everybody groaned, but I'm not kidding. We didn't go anywhere until he sold $100 worth of souvenirs.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are they aware of this?
I don't know. I don't think you could do that. That's one of those things where you go,
Better Business Bureau,
I think somebody would get in the way of that now.
Yeah.
But back then, we all laughed. Oh, that's funny. And he goes, I'm not kidding. Until I sell 100, we're staying right here.
Did you go to the House on the Rock?
No, that's not in the Dells.
It says the House on the Rock is a famous nearby Wisconsin Dells. Oh,
that's
sorry.
A ways away.
I will always, my grandparents, gosh, I want to say it was their 40th wedding anniversary. They took the whole family up there. We went to it, and I remember we stayed at a pool, and the chlorine in the pool was insane. And I just remember eating dinner that night, and my eyes were all red, and I was absolutely miserable. And, you know, I was whining and complaining, and I was a kid, but I just remember that.
The House on the Rock, Wendy, is the one that has the room where... So if you don't know the backstory, this guy was like an insane collector of everything, including carousels, like the horse, the merry-go-rounds.
Yeah.
So there's a room in there that just has a bunch of carousels. I've never been in there. My parents used to go every once in a while, and they go, this is made for you. Why have you not been there? There's also some room called the Infinity Room, where because of the way they've positioned mirrors, it looks like you can see like 100 miles away.
So it's not just a horse, house on a rock.
No. No, it looks like a house on a rock, but then once you go in there, it's levels and levels and levels of various collections and things.
All right. I got to check that
out. I'd like to see that one day.
There was also a deer park that we went to there, too. That's in the Wisconsin Dells.
Where you could feed the deer?
Yeah, because I remember getting the crackers, and I really liked animals. I still do, but I would do all the wildlife stuff.
There used to be, and I don't know if this is still the case,
Because, like I said, when I was a kid, everything was very spread out. And now I don't know if everything, if they've moved everything closer, if we just didn't visit at all. That might be the thing. But they were big on Native American Indian shows.
Well, yeah,
then.
The Stand Rock, you know, Native, I guess you have to say Native American.
Yeah.
They would have a guy go and celebrate the sunset.
Right.
He would run up there with a torch.
Do a dance?
Yes, and I know I'm kind of also, they do this in Hawaii, with a different thing, but it's kind of the same type of thing. They
right.
go to celebrate the sunset,
yep.
And there was a dog, but I don't recall now if the dog really jumped or if it was just on the literature.
I remember seeing, because
I would have been upset.
People
like,
were gasping because there's quite a chasm between the rock
yeah.
that you end up on and the initial one. So he would tell us a story about how the Native Americans came to this area and stuff like that. And then he held up a staff and he would point it toward the dog and he said something. And then the dog made this giant jump. And everyone's like, no, don't do it. Dog, please don't do it. But he did it successfully. And then the crowd goes wild.
Sure.
Wow.
But then when I tried to convince my brother to do
well,
it, everyone
that's
got
exactly
very,
why
everybody got upset. Though.
And there was a whole like ceremonial dance. And
yes.
Like, there was a, again, I'm comparing this to Hawaii, but it was like the Native Americans version of a luau.
Right.
They really
right.
did some pretty amazing things. Now, I remember that. I don't really remember the dog.
No, that was even a guy that's not impressed by animals much. Even I was like, wow, how'd they teach the dog to do that? Because
sure.
I wouldn't have done that. There's no way. I didn't even want to be the guy standing by the dog.
Yeah.
Even that was scary.
Watching
to me.
The dog's easier.
Right. Right.
It was also, pretty cool.
Yeah. It is, you know, it's strange because I know people go there for different reasons. I wanted it to be real kitschy. I was hoping for that, and it didn't disappoint me at all. It's very. It's, everything about it is very time warped to me.
Yeah. Now, you know, like I said, we had to drive through it, and of course, you know, the kids are pointing back seat. They've got wide eyes, and it's like,
yeah.
Just I'm trying to get through all of this,
yeah.
You know.
Now, the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum does something interesting in their front doorway. Like, we used to have one here on North Avenue for a while, just off of North Avenue. Do you remember?
No.
It was a field trip we went to once. There's that area of Old Town near Second City that had a couple of touristy attractions.
Oh,
there was a
yes.
House of Wax there for a while, for years.
I do remember the Ripley's down there.
So,
we didn't get to the city much. We were 708ers.
Oh.
But I do remember that.
Well, that Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, and we're going back, boy, 30 years probably when that was there, or the one in Las Vegas that's there. Like, it's very generic when you look at it. It has the Ripley's logo, but that's mm-hmm. all you see. But the one in the Dells has, like, models of... Remember you and I were talking, Wendy, about the world's tallest man, Robert somebody?
Yes.
Right. So there is an actual-sized model of that guy that looks very real. Like, when you walk past, there's a woman who might be the world's heaviest woman. I don't remember what her story was. There's a guy with big bulgy eyes, and they're all just kind of standing there outside the museum, and it really does get your attention.
Yeah.
Because at first you don't know, you go, wow, look at these guys. You don't know that they're just renderings.
Yeah.
It was on Wells Street, the long gone Ripley's Believe
yeah.
It or Not Museum on Wells.
Yep.
And then I didn't know there was a wax museum
yeah.
downtown too.
Good one. Pretty good one. Right by it.
Who was it? Madame Not to sew, but who'd be Chicago?
Mm.
Madame Duchy Carey?
Yes. It was her wax
her
museum.
Wax museum?
Yep. It was Billy Deck's wax museum.
A lot of baseball caps.
Yeah, everyone got a baseball cap. When we went as kids, would this have been fifth grade? We parked our bus there on Wells. So what you had was the Ripley's Museum, the Wax Museum, and then a bunch of adult bookstores.
Yeah.
And then while we were waiting for clearance for our bus to be the next one called to go into the Wax Museum, every time a guy would come in or go out of the adult bookstore, everybody would applaud. We'd all applaud for him. And people took their pictures, which he shouldn't have done.
Boy, if that's not any way, if I was a guy getting ready or girl getting ready to go in there and you see a school bus of kids, wouldn't you just come back
deterrent.
Later?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the
deterrent.
Word I was looking for.
Huge deterrent. But like most guys looked really embarrassed when they came out because everybody's applauding.
Yeah.
But a couple guys, two different guys, like took their, one guy took his hat off and he was like, hey, thanks. Finally, some recognition.
And now none of those places exist anymore.
No, they're all gone.
They're all gone.
Every one of them.
The whole jig is up.
All right. We will close things off in a little bit. Ryan, thank you very much for hanging out. We'll say goodbye next. Stick around. It's
This song reminds me of a supper club.
You know, it really does.
Uh-huh.
It does. Eddie Schnell and Wendy, they pump in Sinatra music, like, all around the grounds, like in the parking lot.
Nice.
Everywhere you go.
Over Mirror Lake?
Yes. Oh, it's so nice. Frank Sinatra Sr., not Junior.
Yeah, of course.
Just want to make sure. A couple of quick texts before we say goodnight and everybody gets all teary. The dog, this is according to 847, that dog still jumps the rocks in the Wisconsin Dells.
Really?
I didn't think he'd be able to do that anymore. And somebody else, a 630, says, the Native American jumped and the dog jumped. They used to have a safety net in the early 80s. Now, when I saw it, it was only the dog and there was no safety net.
I saw the man.
You saw the guy jump
too?
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, because I was trying to look up his loincloth. No, I'm lying because I was little then. I didn't try.
That's why he jumped. He didn't like what he was saying. I gotta jump. It's safer for me to jump on the rock than be
crazy kid from Illinois.
Tomorrow, Greg Kot will join us during the regular show to talk about the two prominent deaths from the world of rock and roll. So join us for that. That's at 10 o'clock, Jasmine, or 10:30. 10:30. 11:05. I knew it was sometime tomorrow.
It's 11:05. I hope there's not a third person to join the trilogy of rock musicians.
Mm. So you're not counting Phyllis Newman in the trilogy?
I don't think she should be counted.
Nope.
I mean, you know, if her family's listening,
Then it's Phyllis Newman.
But, you know.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's 11:35.
11:35. All right. Will you be here for that?
I'll be here for that.
Well, yeah, that'll be fun. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. Adios. Au revoir. Au revoir.